How you doing, Terrell?
I'm good.
So how excited are you for Monday night?
I'm looking forward to it. First Monday night of the year. Only one for us. And, you know, obviously it's the kickoff Monday night game of the year. So definitely looking forward to it.
How's the toe?
Oh, the toe is good. I've been practicing hard, running, cutting, so not a problem.
Sean Springs was talking about you today in the locker room. Can you talk about the history that you have with him and the relationship that you guys have?
Well, it's always been competitive. Sean is one of those big physical corners, one of the best in the league. If I have to think of, you know, good to great corners across the league, you know, he's definitely one of those guys. So, you know, obviously he's following me across the league. I think Belichick knew that with me coming to the Bills, then he had to find somebody to check me. So he went out and acquired him.
What's the toughest thing for you about dealing with a Bill Belichick coach defense?
Well, I mean, there's no telling what scheme he might you know, present us. Obviously, he has some new wrinkles. I'm pretty sure he's had a lot of time to think about you know, how he's going to contain myself, Lee. We got Josh in the slot, and obviously you know, the success of this team really relies on our front six. So you know, we're going to present some challenges you know, for their defenses, just as they're going to present some challenges for us scheme wise.
What was your reaction when you found out that you were going to have a new offensive coordinator a little more than a week before the regular season starts?
Well, I'm no stranger to surprises. I got the biggest surprise that anybody could ever imagine in March, so that was nothing. So, you know, it's just one of those things. It's part of the business, and you kind of deal with the shock initially, and then you let it wear off, and you keep moving.
What was that surprise back in March for you?
Me being released. Where have you been?
Good point.
You just wanted to verify that?
Yeah, just making sure. What's been the most surprising part of your Buffalo experience so far?
The most surprising? Nothing so far. Like I said, I've already, you know, talked to a lot of guys that played here before, and some current guys before I got here. So I kind of called those guys and kind of got a heads up on what to expect. And you know, I'm here to play football, and so that's pretty much been my focus and my priority, and so you know, that's that I'm taking.
What are your impressions of Trent Edwards so far?
Oh, I mean, the guy has tremendous upside. Definitely a strong arm. We're definitely learning about each other, you know, every day, every week. And so it's only going to, the chemistry that we have, it's only going to get better. And, you know, the thing for us and this offense is communication, just as well as it is across the league. And I think for us to be successful, you know, we both have those open lines of communication. And so, you know, I think we've had a great start at it. And, you know, we're both looking forward to continuing on throughout the season.
Do you like the no-huddle approach?
No, not really. But I got to deal with it. No, it's all right. It just gets you a little winded. And for myself, I haven't really practiced much the last few preseason games, so I'm still trying to get myself into shape. And that's coming around. We're doing some things in the offense that, you know, that will help me get in shape, you know, a little bit faster than I need to, especially with the upcoming Monday night game. So, you know, that's part of our offense, and we're looking forward to it. I've got a taste of it, you know, since the OTAs, and I know what to expect. And so, you know, that's sometimes, you know, that's a plus for the offense, especially if we can kind of wear guys down and keep them on the field and, you know, don't allow them to make substitutions. But, you know, it's something that we're looking forward to, and we're going to try it out.
Watch plenty of film and broken down the Patriots secondary. What do you see from some of those guys, and what have you seen this preseason?
Well, new faces. Number one, obviously for myself, it's new faces all across the board because this is my first year in the AFC East, and so you know, I don't really know too much about the guys, but just looking at them on film, you know, that's how I assess, you know, the way that I play. And so other than that, it's all about a game feel and you know, once we get out there, we'll take the first snap and see where it goes from there.
Terrell, have you been missing a lot of the preseason? Do you think you've been able to bring some swagger to that Buffalo locker room?
Well, if I haven't, I'll bring it Monday.
Do you feel like you do have something to prove, especially after what you said, getting the surprise of being cut and now coming out against the Patriots on Monday night?
No. I don't have anything to prove at all. I think, I know I have a lot of ability to play this game. Before I left Dallas, I know firsthand that, you know, my receiver coach had a talk with Jerry Jones, and they asked him about my productivity and what he saw. As far as what I have left in the tank, and my coach gave him a thumbs up. So I have, you know, no worries about the ability that I have to play. And, you know, anybody that has anything to question, you know, as far as my ability, those are their opinions, and, you know, they don't count.
Question, Tio, even though you don't have something to prove on Monday night, are you going to prove something anyway?
I'll let my play do the talking for me. Again, you know, Monday night is, you know, that's pretty much a motivator and for everybody, you know, for every player, you know, playing on Monday night. So everybody's looking to, you know, play their best. You know, everybody has their uncles, grandmas, aunts and uncles watching. And, you know, for the ones that are in the stadium, you know, they try to make it extra special. So, you know, I'm no different from, you know, from those guys. You know, obviously my family will be watching. So I'm pretty sure, you know, the people in Dallas will be watching. But, you know, never will I be out there thinking I have anything to prove. You know, once that ball's kicked off, then I'm like I said, I'm already in football mode. I'm already been preparing, you know, a week ago, you know, for this game. So I'm looking forward for the opportunity.
Darryl, what are the biggest expectations you have coming into this year, both for yourself and the team?
Well, I mean, I have my own personal goals, but I think, you know, just coming in and, you know, just trying to be a team player, obviously come in to help, you know, with this team where it's lacking. And obviously, you know, they started out great last year, and they kind of fizzled off toward the end. So we're going to try to, you know, start off the same way and sustain it throughout the remainder of the season. So other than that, I think, you know, I wouldn't be here if it wasn't for my ability to play this game and my ability to make plays. So my job and my personal best is on the line.
Do you enjoy going up against a team with a top right wide receiver like Randy, where he goes out and makes a play, and then you want to go out and make a play and just try to outduel each other?
Well, I mean, I think it's a situation where I think both parties, you know, you try to take advantage of the opportunity. You try to take advantage of what the defense gives you. And so, you know, if you know, Randy makes a big play because of something, you know, they saw within our defense, then, you know, we don't go out and try to match it. You know, we just got to, you know, take it one play at a time. And so if there is a play, you know, within that, within a series to where we can take advantage of the opportunity, whether it's myself or Lee, then we're going to make that happen as well.
Are you concerned at all Trent may try to force the ball to you just in certain situations as a young quarterback trying to keep you happy?
Absolutely no. Absolutely not. I probably got one ball today.
Terrell, you mentioned what the Cowboys coaches were saying about you in March. How much football do you think you have left in the tank?
Man, I feel good, bro. And I know this is early in the season, but, dude, like, I don't know what it is. I just feel like I'm drinking from the fountain of youth every day. But I feel very, very blessed. I'm playing this game at a high level. I mean, if you were to see me practice, then you would never think that I'm 35. I mean, and I'm saying it because other guys tell me that as well. So, you know, I'm just one of those, one of many that are, you know, able to play this game, you know, at my age and still being able to play at a high level. So, you know, if I'm 35 and I wouldn't be able to do what I'm doing, then, you know, I wouldn't be here. Like I said, I didn't get released, you know, from Dallas because I was 35.
Belichick says he's not 100% sure what to expect from you because he's seen so little of you in the preseason. Is there something you have up your sleeve?
Right. Do you really believe that?
No. But nonetheless, anything up your sleeve that we should that you can give us a preview of?
No, not up my sleeve. I might bring my spy camera out, though.
Oh, dear. We'll let you go on that one.
All right. Tell Belichick I said hello. I'll see him Monday.
All right.